was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Oh, there's so much going on. Offspring's got the U-Fest thing. That's Concert Psyching Rock. You got the Doug Hopkins price guarantee game. We're going to give more chances for you to win $5,000 from Doug. Toledo will be calling you, or Ben will be calling you later today. Let you know that you are qualified. So we'll get our second qualifier to go along with Courtney, who qualified yesterday. She's going to be on stage for U-Fest. Brady's going to the zoo to smoke out some animals. I don't know what's going on there.
That's Do not smoke with the animals. Don't offer them weed.
Don't listen to Brady on the camera. You cannot get high on an animal. There needs to be some punctuation in that sentence, but you'll understand once you're there. Just follow Christie's advice. That's it. Don't bother with Brady. He'll lead you down the wrong way. You're going to get eaten by a hippo. But that's this weekend, and we got I got a foursome for the Lerner and Rowe golf tournament I got to figure out how to give away this week. And all I'm asking for that one is, if you win it, you got to give two of the giveaway swag bags they have at the Lerner and Rowe thing back to us. Okay? Because it happens to be on the same day as U-Fest. Is that right? It's a Friday.
Yeah.
It's the 26th. So we can't go. But I got the foursome, and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do with this now. So I'm going to give it to you guys. And I knew it at the time, and then I forgot, and I bought it. And I'm like, arg! And now we got to have you guys represent KUPD. So we're going to give that away. But all we have, because the swag bag for that thing is ridiculous. And, you know, if you can only get one, that's fine. We can leave Brady out of it. But I'd like to get two. At the very
least,
nice. Get me one. If you're feeling generous, get Pop. Maybe he'll will it back to you in the next few weeks.
He'll re-gift it.
Trust me, it'll be in your hands before you know it. Oh, it's going to be a great Christmas for someone Brady knows, because that's his shop.
Sure will.
You got a Lerner and Rowe shirt, some Oakley sunglasses.
Custom made.
Congratulations. I'm thinking of you all year long. Here's your wedding gift.
It's in a Lerner and Rowe bag.
Give me the golf tees. Those aren't supposed to be in there.
Are we ready for the hot releases? I think we are, right? Yeah? 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 All right. Let's get right to it. So much to do. A lot. And we're an hour short on the week already. We're getting Doc Pay for that. It's time now for the hot releases. We've got to quickly roll through these. They're brought to you by our friends at newacunit.com. If you're coming up, it's going to be 100 degrees this weekend or awfully damn close to it. That means your AC unit is probably kicking on here in the next few days. If it hasn't already, for those of you folks who like it cool in the house, it's getting close. Will your AC unit survive it the summer? You don't want to find out the hard way. I've been there. Brett was there last year. It is awful to wander into your house and realize, no, it's done. And deep down, you all know it's close. You're keeping your fingers crossed. Don't procrastinate 1 second longer. NewACUnit.com. You can throw in that promo code, too. How about that? Holmberg, just for knowing me, test that one out and see what you get. It's going to be nice. NewACUnit.com. Save thousands, save time. Buy online, NewACUnit.com. Who's first?
I'll go first.
Toledo's first. Go.
On HBO this week is The Sympathizer. It actually, I think, debuted on Sunday night. Stars Robert Downey Jr., and it's about a double agent in the Vietnam War.
They're promoting the tar out of this thing.
A couple people said watch it in the first episode. It's really good.
Bilingual. He's a synthesis of incompatibilities.
So it's kind of like having a plant in the Vietnamese thing, and then Robert Downey Jr. is in all these costumes and stuff, so he's one too, right? It's all spies. It looks pretty cool.
1975.
And we're all kind of interested in it. Yeah, that one looks good. That might be something I eat up.
Lily Gladstone, she was in Flowers of the...
Child's Moon.
Right.
Flowers of the Flower Moon.
Something Moon.
Children of
the Flower Moon.
Harvest Moon. Children of the Flower Moon.
Something like that. She's in a new series on Hulu called Under the Bridge.
She's been missing for 3 days.
It's based on the acclaimed author Rebecca Godfrey's book about the 1997 true story of 14-year-old Rena Burke, who went to join friends at a party and never returned home.
Oh, missing stuff. I watch a lot of this.
You don't step foot in Victoria in 10 years.
and just show up in the middle of my homicide investigation?
I'm writing a book. People will tell me things they're not going
to
tell.
It's annoying. Just show me the stuff. Get to the meat.
Reality series The Circle is back on Netflix. This is about this is a reality series for influencers.
Okay.
Apparently, this
to
is,
teach them how.
You this can is, see or anyone.
Let the games begin
and say anything.
Okay, okay. Let me think.
So, who would you be if $100,000 was on the line? Welcome to The Circle.
What's up, Circle?
A new social experiment where players don't meet face-to-face.
Oh,
they only communicate through The Circle.
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 So you kind of catfish on purpose.
Yep, a little bit.
So it's almost like that Love is Blind thing, only...
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Rebel Moon Part 2. I think this is the story that was loosely supposed to be a Star Wars series.
Okay.
I was wondering.
Rebel Moon Part 2 is out because everybody remembers Part 1. So Part 2 debuts this week on Netflix.
Wait, it was supposed to be a Star Wars thing and it wasn't?
I thought it was supposed to be a Star Wars thing, but they basically took all the Star Wars stuff out of it and made it its own thing.
Fighting together to defend something we love.
It's a space voyage.
Yes. You must know you cannot win.
All right, I get it.
You know what that is?
It's like a Marvel movie almost.
Yep.
Out on HBO is, what is this one called? The title's not there. An American Bombing, The Road to April 19th.
I heard
another documentary about
Oklahoma City.
About the Oklahoma City bombing.
From downtown Oklahoma City.
I'm thinking April 19th, okay. 2 years earlier. April 19th was the siege in Waco.
Yep.
My life and experience told me this was a homegrown plot.
This was a plan that was hatched 10 years earlier.
That one is still so weird because
it's got a lot of stuff to it.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
And then for you, John,
Americans.
On Sunday debuts The Jinx Part 2.
This
Robert Durst.
Robert Durst is such an amazing, interesting figure in all this kind of world.
Tonight's final installment will answer questions.
If you watch the first HBO series, The Jinx, which I think is 6 or 7 parts,
Bob and I spoke.
Blown away.
Episode.
Then you find out about this guy's after.
Nervous.
It got weirder.
Who is he?
He's gonna run.
He was a murderer. You got to watch it. Like there's so many twists and turns. He murdered people, but he did it in this weird. And then they catch him in the documentary. About how were you around all this? He does something. They're like, he did it, and they catch him in the documentary.
They
when he goes to court, he's strung out on meth somehow. He's got dementia. It starts getting even.
What's the part with
weirder.
The bathroom where he confessed?
He goes in the bathroom, doesn't realize his mic's still on. When he just revealed, oops, I just told them I did it accidentally by revealing I wrote that letter that they didn't know who wrote it because he mentioned something in it that was a goof. It's a misspelling. And he goes into the bathroom and he goes, they got you. Now what? Way to go. And he starts to say, he's like, you killed those people and now they know. And it's on his mic. And he didn't realize he was still mic'd up. And he just goes in the bathroom and starts to confess, like, oh, my God, what have I done? And it's all they're recording. They're back in the other. And so then it gets weirder. You think that's where it ends? You just throw him in jail? Nope. At one point, he started to pretend he was mute for years. Killed his roommate and then dressed like a woman and said, it's the craziest thing you've ever watched. The Jinx is so worth your time. Every episode, another thing happens where you're like, you got to be kidding me.
My goodness, I'm looking for something.
The Jinx. Right. Watch the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Does he have some money?
Tons.
Yeah.
Had. Yeah. Crazy. It's a crazy story. And it gets weirder with each episode. I can't wait for the second installment because it's nuts.
All right, we'll go to the music side, and never heard of this band, but I was intrigued by the name, so we'll check it out. This is Couch Slut.
Yes!
Ode to Jimbo.
Couch Slut.
Coming over.
Couch Slut looks like our promo team. McGill, Drew, Kenny.
Just skipping a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
my. My couch slot with the language.
That was the course.
All right. The Melvins.
All right.
The band that everybody's heard the name, but nobody seems to know or like that much. But this is Allergic to Food, Brady.
It's
I got nothing there. More successful as a bumper sticker band, yeah. I think, than a
and
band.
A T-shirt.
Good yeah. visual.
More people have a Melvin shirt than know a Melvin.
I have a
song.
Melvin shirt, and you I do? Don't own a single Melvin CD.
This is new?
Yeah.
How long have they been around?
Yeah.
Longer than the Stones?
They got to be around 50 years.
I think they're after the Stones, but
Stones were in the 60s, I think. Scooch up a little.
No, this takes
just nonsense. All right. I might buy their T-shirt.
No Effects, I'm a Rat.
Oh. Would have worked for Rock Wars a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Freedy, to use that imagery now.
Yep, you can use the old Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie. Steamboat Fatty.
I'm a rat in a trap, and I'm happy about that.
That California accent.
California, yeah. New Pearl Jam.
In a trap.
New Pearl Jam finally comes out on Friday. We all know this song because we're playing it right
Dark
now.
Dark Matter. It's grown on me.
Yeah.
Me too. I like it.
I didn't like it at first. And now I dig it. The new album's out today.
Friday. But we've all heard this song a million
that's
times.
A good one.
So, T-Swift, her new one's coming out. This is a leaked song called Fortnite.
Uh-oh, you, me, jumping off the ballot bus, babe, let's go to...
Now she can just record in the bathroom like Randy taking a dump.
And million seller. And she'll win a Grammy for it.
Great goes 90s, hiree, boot me when I die.
Yeah. Basic. All right, awesome. So that brings us to the game that is sweeping the nation, N-word or F-word. And this is Mac Dre. The song is called Get Stupid.
Off the album Ronald Dragan.
Yes.
I think I love that. Did I win last
time? I
think Brady won.
Brady did win. Yep.
Go ahead, Brady.
I'll go with friendly N-word.
Because friendly N-word.
Does look rather friendly.
I'll go just basic F-word.
Basic F-word?
Basic F-word.
All right. Well, I got to go angry N-word then with the American flag imagery.
Move.
Right,
here we go. I don't know what that means. Ronald Reagan.
Reaganomics.
When we pull up to the light, the people all stare. Both niggas and the
bitch. Oh, there you go. There
was Brady got two in a row.
Nice, friendly N-word. Brady's rolling. Rolling. Well done. Nice job. It's 2 for 2. Okay, those little tiny Conestoga wagons start running around celebrating. There you go. Those are your hot releases brought to you by NewACUnit.com.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.